Last night, in the beginning of the day, prior to us live streaming last night, I decided that I no longer was going to be doing live streams on Wednesday. All right. Now, the reason for that was not because I didn't like Wednesday live streams. As a matter of fact, I thought that paring it down to just an hour and then making sure that we continue to run it up and add value to y'all lives as much as possible was an awesome change. It was the right change, and it exposed some of the snakes that I had in my circle. And so you cannot imagine how appreciative I am of God continuing to progress me in order to make sure that I not only weed out the people that's not supposed to be around me, but I continue to modify the platforms to add value into y'all life. Let me go ahead and get the distractions out of here early. We're not going to do that this morning. Anyways, my point is that moving it down to an hour was awesome because I was able to more quickly get my point across, add value into people's lives, and then, you know, move on with my day, get a lot of sleep, and then continue to progress the platforms. However, change is good. Change is good. I am an advocate for change. And even though people see things and they say, oh man, I like it, let me tell you something. We like the first iPhone. But the one thing that you'll see on these platforms, as far as the ones that I'm a part of, is that if constant change is not a part of the DNA of what it is that we're doing, then we don't want to do it anymore. We got to move away from it. Is previous platforms that I used to be on and they doing the same thing over and over. And the one thing about innovators is that they set the standard and then everybody else tries to play catch up. But some people get caught in being the same thing that they was and they never evolve. They never grow. They never progress. And for me, I'm not trying to be the same thing that I was yesteryear. I'm certainly not trying to be the same thing that I was 2-3 years ago. And one of the reasons that I leave up some of my old stuff or all of my old stuff that you see is because I like to look at what it is that I've graduated from as I continue to evolve. And so in the same way that we embrace change and evolution when it comes to corporate America and our businesses and so on and so forth, it has to be the same thing when it comes to content creation, at least for me. And so change also can be uncomfortable, and I recognize that. I recognize that it may be a little bit difficult for people once they get set in their ways to experience something, but once I start doing it for about a year, I have to start evaluating it. Even in corporate America, if I'm at a place for about 2-3 years, I start getting the itch, and I'm like, you know what? What's next? What should I do in order to continue to grow either with the company or evolving beyond the company, because I have some projects under my belt. I have some successes. I've made some great connections and friendships. We've had some accomplishments. But what's next? And so that's around the time that you start getting things together. You're refining your resume. You're making sure that your LinkedIn is aligned. Social media, clean it up. You're starting to pitch yourself. You're starting to align yourself with the people that are saying, hey, Anton, all this time they've been keeping in touch with you and saying, hey, if you ever interested in moving or whatever, so on and so forth, and you start entertaining offers, because guess what? I have to continue to progress, and they'll pay you more to leave than they will to stay. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't stay at the organization depending on what your intentions are, but we got to continue to progress. We got to continue to grow. I'm not trying to be the same thing that I was yesteryear. And if you look at the incremental progress that we make on these platforms every single year, you even look at thumbnails, you look at the software, you look at the studio, you look at the growth. We continue to grow year over year over year over year. And then our audience grows with us. And when I look at a lot of these live streamers or people that I used to think was my competition, they still in the same space doing the same thing. No progress, no investment into their platform, no investment into their people. And so I don't want to be that way. Eventually, I want to look at and grow and compete against the biggest of platforms as far as when it comes to this news content. And I already think that I believe, or I already think and I believe that what it is that we do on the Millionaire Morning Show is the best morning show out here. If you look at the graphics, if you look at the content, if you look at the entertainment value, if you look at the insight and information that you get from it, nobody is messing with us. And so the only thing that we focused on is continuing to progress and grow and then continuing to promote the brand, because they have more promotional dollars but we got better content and we better creators. And so eventually people got to recognize us. But the only way that they can recognize you if they can continue to see progress. If you go to one place and then you go to the other place and you go to this place and you continue to see the same thing over and over again. Listen, people already copied the blueprint that we built when it comes to the panels. That was something that I innovated on other platforms and then continued to progress through it when it came to what it is that we're doing on Monday nights, so on and so forth. That's a fact. But now when I look at the landscape, I see a duplication of it, but it's the same thing that we was doing like 3-4 years ago, and people still doing the same thing. They got no progress, no progress in their subjects, content, platform, none of that. And I'm not tripping because it makes it easier for me to continue to eat up market share. And so while everybody else is chasing these little pennies, we trying to chase the giants. And we not trying to chase them as far as trying to partnership with them. We trying to chase them as far as doing it independently and getting the majority of the profits. And so the only way that you can continue to progress and grow is by being uncomfortable and forcing yourself outside of whatever it is that you're used to doing in order to continue to push a better product. And that's exactly what we're going to do on the Anton Daniels channel, what we're going to continue to do here on the Millionaire Morning Show, and what we're going to do on After Hours and all of the other platforms that we are part of. And I absolutely 100% think that you guys are going to love, and it's going to be some tinkering and some refining, and we got a whole studio and we got more investments. I got two more employees that I hired, some more producers, some more editors, and you know, we cooking up, we pushing times around, we switching things up. I'm 100% in love with what it is that we did with the Millionaire Morning Show. When we first switched the time over from 11:45 a.m., 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern over to 7:15, 7:30 in that time slot a.m., it was a lot of people that was uncomfortable. But guess what? When I look at the data and I look at the statistics, it's all pointing towards it was the right move. You have to continue to change. If you guys are still working at the same place that you was 5 years ago, but you don't have no intention on continuing to grow, then you're just waiting for something to happen to you. Eventually, everything gets outdated, everything gets over-innovated, and people move on. But if you're not evolving with the times, if you're not embracing what's going on from a technological perspective or from a professional perspective, and you think that the only thing that you can do is continue, I laugh. Listen. I laugh when I look at live streamers sometimes and they got the same thing that they had going on 5-6 years ago. You telling me that you still doing the same thing that you was doing in 2019? Same time, same background, same haircut, same t-shirt. Still doing the same thing. Why do I feel comfortable saying this out loud? Anton, you giving them the clues and the gems because they not going to do nothing anyway. Of all of the advice that you give on a regular basis, I don't care if it's financial advice, I don't care if it's creation advice, whatever. People, it's only maybe 1% to 2% of the population that's going to take the advice and run with it and do anything that's productive with it. And when you're a creator and when you're an innovator, you don't worry about the competition, you just continue to innovate. Because it's just in our DNA to be serial entrepreneurs and innovators. And so I don't care about saying out loud, I'll tell you what I'm going to do before I do it, and I'm going to still beat you at it. I'll tell you what I'm going to do before I do it, and I'm going to still beat you at it. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. Because you're not going to outwork me. You're not going to be consistent. You're not going to take the monies that you make and reinvest it back into your businesses and your platforms. You can't keep up with me. And you're not going to make more money than me in no way, shape, or form. I don't care what you do. I don't care how many subscribers that you get. You're not going to out-earn me in no way, shape, or form. And the only thing I'm going to do is get better. And the unfortunate part about the competition a lot of times is that a lot of times they have pure talent. They're more talented than me, but they just don't have the work ethic. They don't have the consistency. They're not going to outwork me. They are more talented than me. That's a fact. I acknowledge that. I acknowledge that you are better than me as far as your God-given abilities, but the things that you can control, you're going to lose. Because work ethic beats talent 10 times out of 10. Work ethic beats talent 10 times out of 10. So what you guys can expect on the Anton Daniels channel next week is some phenomenal content, new formats, new clips, changes, evolution, platforms, investments, all of that stuff. And this is the most beautiful part about it. We gonna evolve the content. We may take bits and pieces of what it is that we talking about, but I'm not interested in talking about the same things that I was talking about last year. I'm not. Some of y'all are one-trick ponies. We know what you do. God bless you. I think that that's awesome for you. Get it as much as you can. But I'm not interested in talking about the same things that I was talking about yesterday. I may talk about a little bit of it, or I might evolve what it is that I think is important in order to source from it. But once I hit it and I beat that thing with a hammer, it's time to move on. And so I want to continue to progress the conversations. I want to continue to push the narrative. I want to attack certain things that I think is more important for us to be able to communicate about in society. It is so many other subjects and so many other things that we need to address. And I don't just want to keep talking about the same thing over and over again. And so either your audience grows with you or they stay stagnant and you find new people. But either way, we progress, we move, we evolve, and we continue to be innovative. And so it's time. It's time to let that go. It was great. If you love that content and that's what you want to continue to see, then watch my old videos. It's going to still be there. But I can't. I can't be the rapper that came into the game that was rapping about being in the hood and coke, but then I'm rich now and I'm still talking about the same thing just because it sells. I can't. I can't. Because when I came into the game, this was a documentation of my life in addition to the ability for me to continue to add value. And if I show no progress year over year, then I'm doing something wrong and I need to reevaluate whether or not I still want to be in this game. The minute that I stop innovating is the minute that I'll give it up. The minute that I'll stop innovating is the minute that I give it up. And so I'm looking forward to what it is that we got planned for you guys. We're going to work harder. Actually, we're going to give you more content. We're going to do greater things. If you guys want to be a part of the Bag Chasers, make sure you tap in. Link is in the description. And we're going to continue to innovate. We're going to continue to innovate. We're going to continue to change things. We're going to continue to reevaluate what it is that we got going on every single channel on a regular basis. I meet with my people. I meet with the people that is closest to me. And we say, what works? What doesn't work? Where do we want to be? And how do we get there? And that's what we do. The same thing that we do in corporate America is the same thing that we do in our own personal lives. It's the same thing that I do in my relationships. And it's the same thing that you're going to see on these platforms. So I appreciate you. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. You guys are absolutely awesome. I'm looking forward to taking this journey with you, and let's get it started. So again, welcome to the Millionaire Morning Show. For you early risers and for you birds, you see me keep adjusting the camera because as the sun comes out, I got to make sure that I adjust whatever it is that I got going on with the camera so that you guys can absolutely positively get the best experience here on the Millionaire Morning Show. I got new cameras coming in. I got new everything. So looking forward to it. Thank you guys for continuing to rock with me. I love you. I appreciate you.